Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. For my 42nd episode, I wanted to do something a little different and pay homage to a very fun movie and book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. And in that book, aliens create an enormous supercomputer named Deep Thought, and they ask it only one question. What is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything? And it takes like over 7 million years to actually come up with this calculation. And it simply says 42. There are so many different fan theories as to why 42 is so significant. And a lot of them are really clever and really, really good. And some of them actually stuck out to me. There are some that are attributed to various faiths. There are some that are just like, okay, well, Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, was a mathematician, and he made sure there were 42 illustrations in his original book. So 42 is a code that he used throughout the book. And, well, Douglas Adams himself was like, well, it came to me. It was meant to be a joke. I just wanted a number, a smallish number, and that came into mind. Like, that worked. So I just put it in there and went with it. There are so many people who are attributing so many different meanings to it, and they are so creative. So I urge you to look them up because some of them are really fun. Some of them are as simple as looking at dice, 2 6-sided die that, you know, usually see in movies and whatnot for gambling. Take the dots on dice. You add them up from 2 6-sided die and it equals 42. So they theorize that life is just a roll of the dice. It's a gamble. And every day you're gambling to see what kind of day you have or what kind of life you have when you're born or what situations you come into. And while that is true, because there's always an element of chaos and unpredictability and, you know, none of us would choose certain circumstances that have happened throughout our lives. Those could be theorized as a roll of the dice, or I tend to look at them as learning tools, things that we did not want to go through, but things that maybe we needed to go through in order to learn. Take that for what you will. There's another one that says, well, the computer programming for the keyboard, ASCII programming, the number 42 is the asterisk. The asterisk is the wild card. That also kind of backs up the whole dice theory. However, they always call the asterisk a placeholder for whatever you want it to be. And to me, that resonates because, well, our life, we can make it to be what we want. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of shifting, learning, and growing, but we can do it. That is the whole basis of manifesting. That is the whole basis of the law of attraction. So that is something definitely worth looking into. And for me, life is what you make it. I love that. I do. There's a lot of different things that, you know, suck in life, but it's how we overcome them. And our resilience and everything that we learned throughout the process that make us who we are. And we can be grateful for the lessons, maybe not the event itself, but the lessons we learned from them and our own drive, our own resilience, our own heart. Now, if you take it even more spiritually, Douglas Adams said it just came to him and he's like, hey, I went with it. It was a joke. Well, in my experience, when things just come to me, those are my intuition saying, hey, this is a cool idea. This is going to be really good. Or it's messages from my guides or the universe, however you want to look at it. So it's really not just arbitrary. It's inspiration, divine inspiration, or angelic or universal or whatever system you prescribe to. And if you look up numerology and angel numbers, the number 42 is pretty significant. Now, every number has meaning. 0 through 9 have their own meanings, and then when you combine the numbers, they mean different things. And many people just think that angel numbers have to be repeating numbers like 111, 222, 333. And those all have significant meanings, and they're noticeable because they're repeating. And oftentimes, when we get little synchronicities, we notice them like 555, seeing it on the clock and then seeing it on a license plate, and then seeing it just randomly elsewhere. It gets your attention. And like 555 means, hey, positive changes are coming. Five is a number of change. 42 signifies new beginnings. And those new beginnings can help you make healthy changes in your life. They also say pay attention to the signs and synchronicities around you and trust your intuition. His intuition said 42. He may not realize it because he's more creative and logic based. And that's totally fine. But I'm taking that because it's really awesome. And there are even deeper meanings behind all of these. And you can look up different numbers. You can go to different websites and see which one resonates with you more. One website I use pretty often is a psychic named Joanne Sacred Scribes. She breaks everything down by the individual number and then combines it. So I'm going to read a little bit from the site for you now. Now, the number overall is a message from your angels. That's how she phrases it because this is an angel number, but it's from all of our guides. It's about pursuing your passions and your life purpose. When you do things that you love and you put your whole heart and soul into it, you are supported by your guides, by the universe, by the angels, by your ancestors, by everybody. And that is how you make your life how you want it. So it again corresponds with the whole asterisk theory. Now, four, the number four is all about stability. It brings the vibrations of practical thinking, security, building solid foundations for ourselves and others, trusting your inner wisdom, having patience, and then applying productivity and persistence and methodology to what you're doing. The number two relates to receptivity and love, compassion, partnerships, relationships, adaptability, trust, even service to others. Flexibility, balance, and harmony. It supports and encourages us to follow our heart. Two is a number of compassion and love. And then four is all about the physical and stable and finding balance and everything. And both of them together say, hey, follow your dreams, follow your joys, follow your passions. And to me, that is how we make our life exactly how we want it. So find what resonates with you for any of this and for any intuition that you get, any little inkling that's like, hey, that might mean something. Look it up. See what resonates. And when I say resonate, see what feels like it's right, what feels like it's true. Sometimes we get little nudges, feelings, sensations, or senses, or even a certainty when we're reading something or hearing something. Everyone's a little different. I'll get chills. One of my mentors called them truth bumps. I'll also get, well, oftentimes it's literally like the cartoon light bulb going off over the head moment. Or I'll hear a ding, 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 usually with a memory of, I don't know if it was a cartoon or what. I was like, we have a winner. So, pay attention to your intuition or the little thoughts or memories that pop up when you see something that really catches your attention. And the more we live in the now, the more we focus on the moment, we can actually pay attention to those little nudges that our intuition gives us. Also, the moment, the now, is where we can make these positive changes. The less we live in the past, the less that we worry about the future. the more we actually focus on the now and what I can do now to set me up for success, to make me feel better before I go do the thing that's, kind of scary or ugh. What can I do now to help me cope later or to help me feel better now so I can handle whatever my day holds? Also, every moment is a new beginning. Every dawn is a new beginning. Every moment that we just, you know what, I need to pause. I need to ground and release, or I just need to catch my breath. All right, let me start again. That's a new moment. That's a new beginning. So take it for how this resonates for you and go make your life exactly how you want it. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved. Thank you.